brought to you by Penguin.
University Tales by Jack Sheffield. Read by Jeff Leasley.
Prologue. Welcome back, Dr. Frith. A plump, balding man behind the reception counter looked up at the tall, broad-shouldered lecturer and grinned. A badge on the lapel of his blue blazer read, Peter Perkins, Head Porter, University of Ibarakum. So, you got the job.
Tom Frith put down his leather satchel and smiled. Hello again. Yes, it all happened quickly in the end. After my interview with Professor Oakenshot, I moved on from my deputy headship to take up this post. It's a 1-year temporary lectureship in the Faculty of Education. The porter nodded knowingly.
That's because Dr. Pierpont retired. He'll be taking over from him. Just what we need. Bit of young blood to liven up the place.
He turned and selected a key from the line of hooks behind him.
You've got room 7, sharing with Mr. Llewellyn. Go through the quad to the door labelled Cloisters, and then upstairs, and you can't miss it. Here's your key.
Many thanks, and please call me Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
They shook hands.
I just answer to Perkins, he added simply.
Tom slipped the key into his pocket. Thanks, Perkins. The friendly porter watched him walk away. After 30 years, he'd seen it all. The eager newcomer in the baggy oatmeal cord suit looked so young.
Good luck, he thought. Poor sod, you'll need it.
Tom walked through an imposing Victorian archway and down a flight of Yorkshire stone steps, and then he stopped and looked in awe at the sight before him. Lit up in the early morning sunshine was an ancient enclosed quadrangle, frozen in time. Its centrepiece was a beautifully manicured lawn, bordered by a path of worn cobblestones. Around him on all sides were high walls of weathered brick, studded with sash windows and topped with a steep roof of grey slate tiles. This was the site of the original college, now over 150 years old. On the far side of the quadrangle, another, much larger archway led to the buildings of the 20th century. Lecture halls of glass and steel alongside tall pebble-dashed blocks for student accommodation. However, on this early autumn morning in the city of York, the university campus was quiet. The arrival of the students was still a week away, and the world of academia was silent. It was Monday, the 5th of September 1988, and for Tom Frith, a 32-year-old bachelor, an eventful year of dreams and disasters stretched out before him. Chapter 1. Blue Sky Thinking. Tom opened the door marked Cloisters just as a tall, slim woman came out. She had long blonde hair, blue eyes, and wore a yellow summer dress with a halter neck and canvas flats on her feet.
Hello, can I help? She asked with a smile.
I'm looking for room 7.
She looked at Tom with interest. You must be the new tutor.
Yes, pleased to meet you, I'm Tom.
They shook hands. Inga, she said.
Inga?
Inga Larsen, she smiled. Norwegian parents.
Ah, lovely name, said Tom a little lamely.
Are you in the education faculty?
Yes, I teach music. What about you?
English and primary education. It's a 1-year secondment. For a moment, Inga studied this handsome newcomer with his long wavy brown hair, craggy features and slightly dishevelled appearance.
I guess you're here for the faculty meeting.
Yes, I was told 10 o'clock.
Well, I'll probably see you there.
She glanced at her wristwatch. I'm meeting a colleague, so must fly. She pointed to a wrought iron staircase, atop of the stairs and then down the corridor to the end. You'll be sharing with Owen. If I see him, I'll say you're here.
Thanks, said Tom.
Pleased to have met you.
Likewise, she said.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?